This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 11th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 51, verse 1. It says there, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love." End of quote. Picking up the pieces and walking out of your troubles has never been easy, especially when sufferings and troubles are self-caused. I always wondered how David, who was a godly young boy and a man all through his early life, ended up in two serious sins, adultery and murder, and bounced back again. David picked up the broken pieces and drove out of it and lived again. He just not lived again, but flourished and became a spiritual warrior whom God used to write a major part of the scripture called the Book of Psalms. The Book of Psalms gives comfort and hope to people all around the world. Besides, our Savior Lord Jesus Christ was called the Son of David, based on God's eternal covenant with David. Beloved, David, although broken and struck down completely through all these incidents, he beautifully and amazingly started walking again with the Lord and got God's approval. Sure, he paid for the consequences of his sins all through his life. However, he dusted off and moved in with the Lord again each time circumstances hit him hard. You see, it is hard to get back to normal from such incidents. In uncommon cases, good people may want to help you, but not that common that. However, they are unable to help also. You see, it is totally up to you to pick up the stones and build a new life with the Lord again. It is possible, but it takes courage, determination, and full trust in the Lord and His promises. David did not want to give up, did he? Truly, as you know, David was a God-centered boy in his teen years, and then a man of God. In his young age, he wrote beautiful songs of praises to God as he spent time alone shepherding his father's flock. His eyes and heart were upon the Lord. Is it possible for a man so devoted to the Lord would fall in sin? David's story teaches, yes, it is possible. However, the amazing and beautiful, wonderful thing is this. David did not allow his failure to determine his future. In short, as long as he lived, he refused to give up. How about you? If nothing you learn from David's life, you must learn this. You see, if you are a true follower of the Lord, if your heart is devoted to Him, you will refuse to give up. No matter what people say about you, no matter what your family may say about you, no matter what the devil tries with all these incidents. David penned later in a psalm, in Psalms 145:14, he wrote like this, "The Lord upholds those who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down." End of quote. You see, the Message Bible paraphrased that verse like this. It says, God gives a hand to those down on their luck. God gives a fresh start to those who are ready to quit. End of quote. You remember David even tried to hide his serious sins for a while. God had to send the prophet Nathan to confront him. However, when the prophet of God confronted him, he was truly broken. David confessed his sins. His confessions were also written in this psalm, in Psalm 51. He pleaded for mercy and forgiveness. He asked God to cleanse and wash him. He begged God to create in him a new pure heart. He said to the Lord, "Do not cast him away from Almighty God's presence." He acknowledged the bloodshed and transgressions. God forgave him upon sincere confession of his sins. You see, this is the beginning point. A broken heart and confession of sins to the Lord. Without breaking confession and agreeing with the Lord about our sins, there is no solution. No one would drive out of the storm without heartfelt confession. Secondly, he placed his trust and hope in the Lord. He said, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love." David understood God's love is unfailing. It never ends. Then he decided to move on by placing his hand in the hands of the Lord. He moved out of his troubles courageously, confidently, because he confessed his sins and he trusted fully in the words and promises of the Lord. He knew God forgave him according to his promise. This gave strength, courage, and confidence in God, in David. To David, the Lord and his promises are more important than the look of the people around him. Your sufferings could be self-caused or others' caused. You see, in both situations, one thing is common. Only you can ride out of it. Only you can walk out of your troubles. No one else could or would do much. It is your personal decision to move out of your troubles by following the example of David. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I agree I broke your holy law. I confess my sins to you, Lord. I repent of my sins, and I turn and look to you for forgiveness. Have mercy on me according to your unfailing love, never-ending love. I trust in that. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. I know the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse me and wash me pure again. Please save me and bless me and deliver me. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.